Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Peerwention Community Lounge info session. My name is Robin, and I'm here on behalf of the UNEP/NYU Human Rights Collective. Today, we are excited to introduce you to a new initiative that's all about supporting students' well-being and building a stronger and more connected campus community. As part of the session, I will be interviewing Petra, one of the members of the Peerwention team. We will be talking about what Peerwention is, why it matters, and how this project aligns with the Human Rights Collective mission to promote inclusion, social support, and mental health as a fundamental right for all. Let's dive in. Petra, could you briefly introduce what Peerwention is and what motivated your team to start this project?
Absolutely. So Peerwention is a peer support-based burnout prevention program designed specifically for university students. What motivated our team to start this project? It was you as well, since when we discussed this project, you were very enthusiastic and your support really meant a lot. So, based on your feedback, we decided to go with this. And our main goal is to create a supportive community where students can connect and share their experiences, just learn practical tools for managing academic stress and preventing burnout. And what really drove us, to start this was just seeing how widespread burnout has become as we started researching, the numbers. And we found, the recent studies show that over 55% of college students experience some degree of burnout, and about 20% even report severe symptoms. And, burnout is not just about being tired, it's also linked to higher rates of anxiety, depression, higher academic dropout rates. So these are, serious matters, and we wanted to offer something accessible and relatable where students could help each other in ways that complement traditional counseling services.
And why do you think addressing burnout among university students is so important right now?
Well, that's a great question. Given everything that's happening in the world, which adds a lot of pressure to everyday problems, burnout is a massive issue for students. Some of the latest numbers from 2024 show that like 56%, I believe, of university students experience high emotional exhaustion. Over 55% feel cynical about their studies, and around 42%, I believe, struggle with a sense of low accomplishment. And it's not just their grades that suffer. Burnout can also cause anxiety, depression, sleep problems. It can even lead to students dropping out of university entirely. And the pandemic made things even tougher, as you can imagine. With almost like 80% of students reporting increased stress from remote learning, and 65% feeling isolated naturally. So by tackling burnout early, we can really help students protect their mental health and stay engaged and therefore succeed academically.
Yes, that's why I really like the idea because, as you said, given everything's happening in the world, students and people in general are more likely to burn out, especially, we are living in the late stage of capitalism, where you need to perform constantly. So,
Yes,
yeah.
definitely.
So, I feel like, burnout, as everything evolves, and it's not the same it was, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, because we are living in a different age, and we are facing different problems as society. So, I wanted to ask, what makes peer support different from traditional counseling, and why is it effective for managing stress and burnout?
Well, peer support is special in a way where it's all about shared experience, you know. So students talking to other students who really get what they're going through. I feel like this is very helpful, and research also shows that peer support can significantly improve mental health. It can reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. It can boost self-esteem and coping skills, and peer-led programs also lower the barriers to seeking help, especially for those students who, you know, they might feel intimidated or stigmatized by traditional counseling. In fact, I believe it was only about 20% of students who seek professional help for their mental health issues, which is, you know, like a very low percentage, in my opinion. And it's often because of stigma or maybe just like not knowing where to go. So yeah, peer support fills that gap by making help more approachable, by normalizing conversations about stress and burnout, and by empowering students to support each other, which is very important. You know, building a community is always important, but especially if it's supposed to benefit, you know, the mental health of the members of that community.
So you mentioned community a lot, and as you probably know, we are living in a very individualized society. So how will the initial peer support workshop be structured, and what steps are you taking to ensure safety and support for the participants?
So our first workshop, we're still working on, you know, the specifics of the structure, as you know, this project will overlap into the fall 2025 semester, as it's like a big undertaking, and it needs, you know, it needs a lot of cooperation between different people. So our first workshop is most likely going to be a 6-hour seminar, or like a half-day seminar, we imagine, led by master students who are interning at the UNUP Counseling Center. We talked to the UNUP Counseling Center. They are on board with this, and a new cohort of master students will be starting from the fall. So together with them, we want to create a workshop with content that will focus on recognizing and preventing burnout, but also teaching basics of peer support and familiarizing the participants with group counseling dynamics. And to make sure everyone feels safe and supported, as you mentioned, this is a very important aspect. So to ensure this, the UNUP Counseling Center counselors will be available to advise the undergraduate participants, and help refine the program as we go, or if there are students whose needs go beyond what peer support can offer. Like, for example, if their burnout is very severe or they're dealing with other mental health challenges, then the counseling center can step in and either offer individual counseling or refer the students to other professionals if need be. And this way, we can ensure that everyone gets the right level of care, because you know, peervention is not an official mental health intervention. It's a community program, so there need to be, you know, there need to be protocols in place, so that the participants of the program know how to deal with situations that are outside of the bounds of what peervention can help with.
I feel like it's obvious that peervention stems from human rights and community and the sense of belonging. But just to make this explicit, how does peervention connect mental health and community support to broader human rights principles?
I'm really glad you asked, because aligning prevention to the Human Rights Collective's values was very important to us from the beginning, since the Human Rights Collective was so supportive and enthusiastic about this project, which I appreciate immensely. Like, you know, I only have love for you. So the way that prevention connects to human rights principles is because mental health It's a human right, you know, it's actually recognized as a fundamental human right by organizations like the World Health Organization or the United Nations. And the Universal Declaration of Human Rights even talks about everyone's right to well-being, and that includes mental health. So by making support accessible and community-driven, prevention can help ensure that you know, students' rights to mental health and dignity are respected. And our collaboration with the Human Rights Collective, which you started, and thank you so much for that, because I feel like every university needs a collective like this. Our collaboration with you guys really highlights that building supportive, inclusive communities isn't just good practice, it's a part of upholding basic human rights for everyone. And we feel very strongly about that.
Oh, thank you. We kind of tackled this before, but as I said before, the people are becoming more individualized. There's also stigma regarding reaching out for mental health support. So, how are you planning to reach students who might be hesitant to join a mental health or peer support programs?
Well, we know stigma and lack of awareness can be barriers. So we decided to use a multi-channel approach. So, you know, we're active on Instagram. We know Instagram in general is used by over 70% of students. So, like, that's a great place to start. But also starting in the fall 2025 semester before the initial workshop, we will be doing in-class presentations for, you know, the new incoming students, and collaborating with other students' club as well to spread the word. And we want to show that our program is for everyone, not just, you know, those who are in active burnout or in crisis, but for everyone, and to create a welcoming, non-judgmental space. Our outreach is basically designed to normalize conversations about mental health and to make it as easy as possible for students to get involved.
Yeah, that's really great. I feel like there's a lot of many projects that aim to help people, but then they lack the tools to measure their success. You know, whether it actually makes a difference in the real world. We see that in social work a lot, that people think, just because we want to help, that means that we are bettering the society, even though in some cases it might actually cause harm. So, do you guys have any tools to measure whether peervention is making a real difference for students?
That's a great question, and I agree. Yeah, and making things measurable is important. So, you know, you can track progress, but also, you know, for the benefit of everyone. And so, yeah, we'll use pre and post event surveys to track changes in areas like burnout symptoms, loneliness, overall well-being. We'll use validated tools. There's a bunch of them out there. So yeah, it depends on what fits the best. And we'll also collect feedback on what students find helpful and monitor participation rates. You know, I think the best course of action is to talk to the people involved in the program and see what's working for them, what's not. And if the students allow us, we can also look at longer term outcomes like their academic performance. And yeah, just collecting this data will help us see what's working, what's not working, and guide us as we hopefully expand the program.
We talked about peervention a lot in the past, and one of the things that I really appreciate about the project is the opportunity for psychology undergraduate students to get hands-on experience with support on counseling and counseling dynamics, which is something that is lacking at our school, and I feel like that would fill out the gap. in the program, but I would really like you to talk about why is it valuable, and how are you planning to addressing this gap specifically?
Well, this is a very important aspect. And yeah, from the beginning, we knew that we also wanted to address this. As UNEP has many international students, and with the language barrier for some of them, but even for those who speak Czech, sometimes it's very hard to get hands-on experience. Like if you don't secure an internship in the field, it's very difficult. And yeah, we believe that hands-on experience is crucial for psychology students because it literally bridges the gap between theory and practice. And so by participating in peervention, undergrads could develop skills like active listening, empathy, group facilitation, all these skills that are essential for any future career in mental health or social work. And it also helps students decide if this path is right for them, give them a deeper understanding of what real world support looks like, because some of them have never experienced working with people in this capacity. So yeah, that's the idea. And research shows that students who feel supported by their peers, they do not only cope better with stress, but they also perform better academically and feel more connected to their university community. So this approach basically connects these two things, building a community and giving students an opportunity to get hands-on experience.
I feel like, this project really connects multiple areas that are crucial for like any psychology student. Unfortunately, some of those aspects are not as pronounced in our program. So obviously this project, has a huge potential in my opinion. So where do you see the peervention in the next few years if everything goes well?
That's a great question. Well, if everything goes as planned, hopefully, we'd love to see prevention become a permanent part of campus life. Hopefully with new students, joining, and perhaps later new student leaders taking over, as we'd like to believe that prevention like has the potential to be, very sustainable. And yeah, we'd also like to expand the program, maybe even license our model so other universities can use it. And yeah, our vision is to create a network of peer support communities. That would be amazing. And it would also make a real difference in students' lives, both here and at other institutions, because research shows that peer support programs can reduce burnout symptoms by over 40% in just a few weeks, which is amazing. So, yeah, scaling up in this way could have a huge impact.
That would require a lot of community work, I can imagine. How can students get involved, and what's coming up next for peervention?
Yeah, you're right. That would include a lot of community work, but hopefully, we can build up to that point. And how students can get involved to be a part of that is, yeah, they can get involved by joining our initial workshop planned for the fall 2025 semester. They can follow us on Instagram. They can reach out through our website or through our WhatsApp group. And we're always looking for new members, whether you want to participate, help organize events, or just learn more about burnout prevention and peer support. We're also, excited for more people to join the Human Rights Club. So if that's, if that's the aspect that they're more interested in, they can also do that. And then, it's connected to our peervention program. So that would give us an opportunity to, interact between missions, sort of, but with an aligned goal. And we'll also be sharing more resources and opportunities throughout the upcoming fall 2025 semester, and as some of our team members will be staying at UNEP for their masters. And we'd love for anyone interested to join us and help us build a stronger, more supportive community.
That's truly wonderful. Okay, Petra, thank you so much for doing this interview. I'm glad that you talked about prevention in detail. I believe it has a huge potential, and I love the fact that it connects community and mental health, something that is not often pronounced in the discussion among psychologists and psychology students, as the whole psychology experience tends to be a bit individualized. So thank you for this revolutionary idea that really highlights empathy and sense of belonging in a community. So thank you so much and wish you good luck with your project in the future.
Thank you so much as well, and thank you. We will try to do our best, and hopefully you'll be there with us on our journey. So thank you.
Hopefully. All
Thank you.
right. Thank you.